Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
All right, so today let's dive into something. This could be a real game changer, you know, for all you small business owners out there listening. Have you heard of Google's Notebook LM?
Oh, yeah.
It's this AI tool.
It's pretty cool.
That's kind of like having an expert on call. But the expert is built from your own business documents. You know your own stuff.
Yeah.
And I was poking around with it. And some of the things people are doing with it are amazing.
It really is fascinating. You know, we're so used to AI tools that, you know, kind of tap into this massive sea of internet data. But Notebook LM is different. It's all about creating an AI that's hyper-focused on your unique knowledge base. So your company's documents, your company's research, even your client feedback.
So it's like ChatGPT. But instead of pulling from the entire internet, it's trained exclusively on, say, my marketing plan, my financial reports, and that giant folder of industry articles I've been meaning to read.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's where the real power lies. Especially for small business owners. You know, think about it. You're already juggling a million things. You don't have time to sift through mountains of data or, you know, hire a team of analysts. So Notebook LM can become that extra set of hands you need to analyze information and pull out those key insights that might have otherwise gotten lost in the noise.
Okay. I see the appeal already. I have to admit, I'm a little fuzzy on how it actually works.
Yeah.
What does it actually mean to create a specialized AI from my documents?
So it's all about analyzing the language and the relationships between concepts within the documents you upload. So, you know, if you upload a market analysis and your business plan, Notebook LM starts to understand how those pieces fit together. It's not just memorizing the text. It's building a model of your specific business world.
Okay, so it's not just spitting back facts from my documents. It's actually making connections and understanding the context.
Yeah.
But how does this translate into actually helping my business? Give me a real-world scenario.
Okay, sure. Let's say you're a small bakery owner,
huh?
And you're trying to figure out your holiday marketing strategy. You know you could upload last year's sales data, customer feedback surveys, a few articles about current baking trends. Then you could ask Notebook LM, what are the top three products I should feature in my holiday campaign this year?
And it would actually be able to come up with a recommendation based on my specific data, not just some generic trend report.
Exactly. It might tell you that gingerbread cookies were a surprise hit last year, while fruitcakes were a total flop. And maybe those baking trend articles suggest a growing interest in gluten-free options. Notebook LM could then synthesize all of that and say, hey, focus on gingerbread, ditch the fruitcakes, and maybe consider adding a gluten-free gingerbread option to capture a new market.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. It's like having a market research team and a product development consultant all rolled into one. But wouldn't my own knowledge and intuition play a role too?
Absolutely. Notebook LM isn't meant to replace your judgment. It's meant to enhance it. Think of it as a brainstorming partner. It can analyze data and suggest angles you might not have considered, but ultimately you're the one making the decisions.
I like that an AI brainstorming partner takes some of the pressure off.
Yeah.
Especially for those of us who are solopreneurs or have tiny teams.
Exactly. And it can help you feel more confident in your decisions. Because they're grounded in data, not just gut feeling. But data analysis is just one piece of the puzzle. Notebook LM can also be a powerful tool for content creation.
Oh, tell me more about that. As a small business owner, I'm always struggling to create engaging content for social media, my website, you name it.
Okay, so imagine this. You've uploaded customer testimonials, product descriptions, and your brand guidelines into Notebook LM. Then you can ask it to draft social media posts, highlighting the unique benefits of your products, or even generate a blog post comparing your services to your competitors.
So instead of staring at a blank page, I could get a jump start on my content, all while knowing it's aligned with my brand and customer feedback.
Exactly. And because it's pulling from your own materials, the voice and tone will be consistent with your brand identity. It's not generic, one-size-fits-all content.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. This could be a game changer for small businesses that don't have the budget for a dedicated marketing team. But before we get carried away with all the possibilities, I want to make sure we're clear on one thing. You keep saying it's built from LEY documents. Does that mean it's 100% private?
That's a great question, and it's one that's top of mind for a lot of people. Google has emphasized the privacy aspect of Notebook LM. Your uploaded documents are only accessible to you. And they're not used to train the general AI model.
That's reassuring to hear. So my secret sauce stays secret.
Exactly. Your data is your data. And that brings us to another key benefit, which is personalized learning. Imagine uploading industry reports, white papers, or even those thought leadership articles you never have time to read.
Oh, I'm guilty of having a whole folder.
Well, imagine turning those into a custom podcast, tailored just for you.
Yeah.
So instead of feeling overwhelmed by like a backlog of reading, you could listen to the key takeaways, you know, while you're commuting or working out. It's like having an AI assistant condense all that information into easily digestible chunks.
Well, hold on. A personalized podcast generated from AI industry research. Okay, it's officially blowing my mind. Tell me more about how that actually works.
It's pretty simple, actually. You just upload the documents you want to absorb, hit that generate podcast button, and Notebook LM whips up an audio discussion based on the content.
An actual discussion, like with different voices and everything?
Yeah, it's not just a robotic text-to-speech reading. It'll sound like two AI voices having a conversation about the key takeaways and pointing out interesting connections, even highlighting potential implications for your business.
Okay, that is seriously cool. I can see how that would be way more engaging than just reading a dry report or article.
Mm.
But let's be honest, AI voices can be a little robotic. Is it actually pleasant to listen to?
I'll admit, I was skeptical at first too, but the technology has come a long way. The voices are surprisingly natural, and they even have a bit of personality. You might even find yourself chuckling at some of their quirky comments.
Oh, that's good to hear. Because, let's be real, nobody wants to listen to a monotone robot for an hour. But this brings up another question. How much control do I have over the podcast? Can I, like, tell it what specific points to focus on?
Oh, yeah. That's where Notebook LM's question-asking feature really shines. Before you generate the podcast, you can type in specific questions that you want the AI voices to address. So if you're reading about a new competitor, you could ask, like, what are this company's strengths and weaknesses? How do they compare to my business? And the podcast will make sure to cover those points.
So it's not just passively summarizing the content. It's actively seeking out the information. That's most relevant to me. I like that. It feels like a much more personalized learning experience. But I have to imagine this podcast feature is just one of many tools Notebook LM offers. What else can this thing do?
Well, for one, it can be a lifesaver when it comes to organizing your thoughts and ideas. Think of it as a supercharged digital notebook. You can jot down your own notes alongside the AI's insights, highlight key takeaways, even create different sections for different projects.
So instead of having a million sticky notes
and
like random documents scattered across my desk, I can keep everything centralized and easily searchable. I'm all about that organizational life hack.
Exactly. And because it's all stored in the cloud, you can access your Notebook LM notes from anywhere, anytime. But let's say you're working on a specific project, like, you know, developing a new product or launching a marketing campaign. Notebook LM can also help you brainstorm ideas and strategies.
Okay, now you're talking my language. Brainstorming is essential for any small business owner. But it can be tough to come up with fresh ideas on demand, especially when you're wearing all the hats.
Well, imagine you're trying to come up with a unique selling proposition for your new product. You could upload your competitor research, customer feedback surveys, and even your own product development notes into Notebook LM. Then you could simply ask, what are some unique ways I can position this product in the market?
And it would actually be able to generate ideas based on all that data. It wouldn't just spit out some generic marketing fluff.
That's the beauty of it. Because it's drawing from your specific knowledge base, the ideas will be much more tailored to your business and your target audience. It might suggest highlighting a feature your competitors are lacking or emphasizing a benefit that resonates strongly with your customer base.
So it's like having an outside consultant coming in with fresh perspectives, but without the hefty consulting fee.
Exactly. And the best part is, Notebook LM never gets tired of brainstorming. You can ask it as many questions as you want, explore different angles, and really dig deep into the possibilities.
I'm starting to see how this could be a total game changer, not just for individual tasks, but for my overall strategic thinking as a business owner. But I have to admit, there's a part of me that wonders, is this all too good to be true? Are there any downsides or potential pitfalls to using an AI tool like this?
Well, like with any tool, it's important to use it wisely and not become overly reliant on it. Remember, it's meant to enhance your thinking, not replace it. You still need to bring your own critical thinking skills and intuition to the table.
Yeah, it sounds like navigating this AI landscape requires a healthy dose of awareness of its potential and its limitations.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be thoughtful users, not just passive consumers.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's not about handing over control to the machines. It's about finding ways to collaborate with them, to achieve our goals, and that's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more about this human AI collaboration. What does that look like in the context of a small business?
Well, imagine using Notebook LM as like a sounding board for your ideas. Let's say you're developing a new marketing campaign. You could feed it all your research, you know, customer demographics, competitor analysis, market trends, and then ask, what are the biggest risks associated with this campaign? Or what are some alternative approaches I haven't considered?
It's like having an extra brain in the room, challenging my assumptions and pushing me to think more strategically.
Yeah, exactly. And it can also help you identify blind spots that you might have missed. For example, maybe your campaign relies heavily on social media, but Notebook LM's analysis of your customer data reveals that your target audience actually prefers email marketing.
Oh, that's a great example. It's easy to get tunnel vision when you're deep in the weeds of your business. So having that AI perspective could help you see the bigger picture. But let's say I've brainstormed my ideas, I've analyzed the risks, I'm ready to put my plan into action. Can Notebook LM actually help me execute my strategy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. This is where the content creation features really come into play. Imagine using Notebook LM to draft email newsletters based on your campaign messaging, or to generate social media posts that are tailored to different customer segments.
So it's not just about the ideation phase. It can actually help me with the hands-on work of bringing my ideas to life.
Exactly. And it can do it in a way that's consistent with your brand voice and aligned with your overall strategy. It's like having a virtual marketing assistant working alongside you.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this goes way beyond just summarizing information or generating ideas. It's really about integrating AI into the entire business process, from strategy to execution. But with all this talk about AI, there's a question that keeps popping into my head. What about jobs? Are small business owners going to start replacing human employees with AI tools like Notebook LM?
That's a concern I hear a lot, and it's certainly something we need to think about as a society. But I believe that AI is more likely to augment human jobs rather than completely replace them.
What do you mean by augment?
Think of it this way. Instead of a marketing manager spending hours writing social media posts, they could use Notebook LM to generate initial drafts, freeing up their time to focus on more strategic tasks, like campaign planning or relationship building.
So it's not about eliminating jobs, it's about making those jobs more efficient and allowing people to focus on higher level work.
Exactly. And in many cases, it could actually lead to new job opportunities. For example, someone might specialize in prompt engineering, figuring out the best way to ask questions and interact with AI tools to get optimal results.
That's an interesting point. It's not just about adapting to AI, it's about creating entirely new roles and industries around this technology.
Exactly, and I think that's what's so exciting about this moment in time. We're on the cusp of a major technological shift, and it's up to us to shape how AI is used and integrated into our lives.
It feels like we're standing at a crossroads, and the choices we make now are going to have a huge impact on the future of work, business, and society as a whole. But for all the small business owners listening out there, I think the message is clear. Don't be afraid to embrace AI.
Absolutely. Tools like Notebook LM can be incredibly empowering, especially for those who are juggling multiple roles and have limited resources. It's about finding ways to leverage these technologies to your advantage, to make smarter decisions work more efficiently, and ultimately achieve your business goals.
Well said. And as always, the key is to stay informed, stay curious, and stay open to the possibilities. Who knows what incredible AI tools will emerge in the years to come?
Yeah, one thing's for sure, it's going to be an exciting ride.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But we hope this has given you a taste of the incredible potential of Notebook LM. We encourage you to explore this tool and see how it can transform your own small business. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with another deep dive into the world of cutting-edge technology.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.